Hope your day gets better.
Don't tolerate disrespect, fellas. I don't care what time of the month it is. No excuse. Because when it's that time of the month, they don't go in and cuss their boss out. So if they could display discipline when they're around their boss and it's that time of the month, they could display discipline when they're around you. Don't ever let that be an excuse.
Positive energy.
When you used to pay for literally everything, took him on trips, bought him gifts, drove him everywhere, let him live with you, and he still dogged you. Here's the thing. I can guarantee you it wasn't one of those dudes who she knew was a decent guy, who she knew would treat her well. It was Chad. Of course it was Chad. Chad's never going to do what you want him to do. He's always going to dog you because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't have to care about you. He has 10 other women who would do all of that. So none of that is special or appreciated by a guy who have women throwing it at him at every turn. Now, if you would have got with a guy that worked at Burger King, he would have appreciated all that and took care of you for the rest of your life. He would have got another job at McDonald's and one at Wendy's just to take care of you since you did all that for him. But women don't give their best to the guys they should give their best to. And they end up getting dogged, and that's why I don't feel bad. There was a wonderful guy in her inbox before she decided to get with this dude. She curved him. She would never do these things for the nice guy. She would never do these things for a genuinely good dude. Only for the guy she knew was a dirtbag when she first met him. Being an a-hole is the only thing that unlocked this sweetness. Being an a-hole, the only thing that unlocked these wonderful deeds when it comes to these women. These loving, caring, nurturing deeds. They only willing to do it for the dirtbags. Don't ever forget that, fellas. So when a dirtbag treat them bad in return, that's God sending her a sign that she's doing the wrong thing. But they ignore God, and they do it again the next time and get with another Chad that's going to treat him like dirt.
When was the last time you got pussy?
I am a committed man.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
If I was like, you want to slip up, you would say no.
No.
You would say no.
Trust me, I've turned down a lot of, you know, quote-unquote, gawk 3000.
Most women would say that most guys wouldn't turn that down because all men are dogs, yada, yada, yada. But most guys would turn it down if they were in a relationship. I don't believe most guys cheat. I think the top 20% of guys that all women chase cheat. I think most of them probably cheat. But I think the bottom 80% of guys don't even have the opportunity to cheat. Because I don't think women are checking for most of the 80%ers. So even if they wanted to cheat, I don't think the opportunity really arises often, if at all. But I think women would be shocked at how many loyal men are in that bottom 80. Plus, he made the right decision, man. This chick looks like some type of washed up P-star. She probably got some type of STI, STD. No, I'm cool. I'm cool on the gawk from you. You done been with 1,000 dudes? Nah, I pass. Respect to this man.
Thousands.
Okay, do you want to see my boobs?
No.
Do you want to see my
pole? No, but come on.
Guys, you can do this. Just don't be a idiot. Just be communicative. Like, we will you. You don't need to be,
yeah.
You don't need to manipulate us into you. We will you.
I think that's such a succinct and good lesson, because it's like so many times, like, you'll, especially as a young girl, like, you'll go out on a guy who's like, I'm so interested in you. Ugh. I'm gonna take you to dinner, and like, we're gonna have sex, and I'm gonna meet my mom, and then it's like, you didn't need to say any of that stuff.
I literally talked about this. That is the worst, where you're like, why are you gaslighting future talk into my life?
Like, literally, we didn't even, like, I had dated this guy for like 4 months, and I was coming out of a relationship, and I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm busy, I'm doing other stuff. And he was like, every chance he's like, well, you're my girlfriend, like, we're dating. And like, and then 4 months later, he's like, I just don't think this is working out. And I was like,
sorry, fellas, this is a lie. This is why you don't take dating advice from women. You see a female podcast, just cut YouTube off. At the beginning of the video, they say, guys, you don't gotta lie, we will F you. You know which guys they're talking about. So Poindexter, wipe that smirk off your face. She wasn't talking about you. I think you know that. We know the type of guys she was talking about when she said, you don't gotta lie, we will F you. She's right. Chad doesn't have to lie. Chad can do and say anything and still get the pee. We know that. That wasn't a revelation.
Don't say you want me then. When you get me, then I put pressure on your head. You don't know what to do with me. Now I'm doing too much.
Yeah. because he just wanted to hit. And when he saw all the mental illness and drama and stress she was going to bring, you're doing too much and I got to get out of here. Yeah. See, he didn't really want you. He wanted your body. But you're right. He should have just said he wanted your body and not all the BS. He wanted the head, but he didn't want the headache. No guy does. Every guy wants the head and not the headache. I mean, most guys want the companionship and the love and things like that too, but when they start weighing the pros and the cons, it ain't even worth it. She knows that she know that she annoying.
Nah, you wanted me, remember? Bring your ass up.